Welcome to episode 3 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. In today's episode, we will be going over herbs, oils, crystals, and stones. Before I get started, I just wanted to thank everybody for your support. It's hard for me to find time to try to record a full episode, so I have to do it in segments. I work a full-time job, and then I have 2 little ones at home, and one we're trying to do the distant learning with school, so the afternoons are going over assignments and trying to get her work done. Most of the time when I do my recordings, it's in the morning before I start work, so I'm sitting in my car because that's the only place where I can find quiet and without interruptions. So you may find that in the background the sound kind of it changes a little bit, or you may notice a skip in between sections, and this is why. But I just wanted to thank you guys for being so supportive and listening to my podcast. My reason for wanting to do this podcast was because I wanted to share with everybody and beginners my journey, how I got here, and just some things I've learned along the way. When I first started this path about 13 to 15 years ago, there wasn't as much resources back then as there were today. So Facebook was fairly new. We didn't have these Facebook groups where we can find other pagans and Wiccans. And the Google searches were very slim. It was hard to find actual reliable resources. I would try to go to bookstores. Most of my luck would be at a used bookstore. Occasionally, I would find books at Barnes & Noble with Wicca and paganism and witchcraft. And I would start to read those to try to find things out. So when a beginner is starting on their path, they're just hungry for knowledge. And sometimes you jump into things too quick without learning about them. And I've made this mistake a couple times. So I just wanted to share the mistakes I've made or things that were helpful for me, just so that way you can listen and you can hear my journey, and hopefully it can help you on yours. Now I'm going to start with herbs. We've seen these used a lot throughout time for natural medicine. There's a lot of home remedies that you can do using your herbs and some spices. Herbs and spices are commonly used by kitchen witches. We use these a lot in our cooking. You could do a lot of spells in the kitchen. You can also incorporate this into your normal craft. There's so many to list, so I'm just going to cover a few that came up on my Instagram questions. So when I asked, what is your favorite herb or spice to use in your magic? The most popular one I got was bay leaves, along with sage. Some other ones is cinnamon, basil, lavender, rose, and cannabis. So I'm going to go over some of the properties on some of these. So when used in magic, bay leaf is good for healing, purifying, divination, psychic development, and awareness. A lot of times you will see bay leaves written on with a word, or if you can fit a small phrase of what you want to manifest or what you're focusing on. And then a lot of times these bay leaves are burned, or you can put them in spell jars, use them in cooking. There's a lot of uses for bay leaves. For sage, it's excellent for cleansing the space with negative vibes, protection, wisdom, and mental clarity. Now, with sage, whenever I move into a new home, I always sage the home. If I feel negativity, I do the same. And also, before I open my circle, I always sage the area. And a lot of times, you can cast your circle with this. Cinnamon is commonly used in love spells or purification. I've also heard of an old, I don't know what to call it, an old saying type of thing, sorry, that if you sprinkle cinnamon in your wallet, it's supposed to help attract money. Basil is good for balance, money, purification, and divination. And lavender is good for healing, spiritual and psychic development, and love spells. Cannabis is used in many, many ways. A lot of people believe it has a lot of health benefits. That is just, that's a whole nother thing in its own and a lot to get into. There's so much different things you can use with that. Especially CBD is used a lot with anxiety, pain, depression. The list goes on. Always make sure to do your research. Some plants are toxic when burned or ingested. Eucalyptus, for example, is toxic to most animals and humans. Now, to koalas, this is like a delicacy. They eat it, and their intestines and stomach is different than ours, so it has a different type of bacteria to where they can handle this, as opposed to the rest of us. So, us humans, we can't safely ingest it. However, the leaves and oils have promising antifungal and antiseptic properties when applied topically. It is also good for congestion. You can use the drops of essential oil in like your burner or a diffuser. It's also known in like vapor rubs to help with your congestion when you have a cold. But I've been told not to burn the plant as the smoke inhaling it could be toxic in large amounts. Another one is mugwort, commonly used in magic practices. It is known for its psychic powers, purification, and protection. Now, this one is toxic in large doses. So, a lot of witches use it in their divination. It can be smoked, or most of the time, it is in a tea. You'll start with low doses, you'll find what works for you, but again, large amounts, this can be toxic. So whenever you're going to work with a plant or an herb, spices, whatever it is, make sure you do your research on it first. So I did a poll on how many people actually use essential oils, and it came back with 88% of you that use it. And then the next thing I asked is, how do you use it? And there's so many different ways to use oils. You can use it in spell work, in your diffuser, in rollers, dab on your skin, to trace your rune or sigils on your skin, baths, your burners, and to dress, or also known as anointing, candles. There's so many different ways. I'll go a little bit into some of these. There is aromatic oils. Now, our sense of smell is connected to memory. A single scent can take us back to a memory. So certain smells will remind us of a loved one. Perfume or cologne, for example. Certain smells may take us back to a trip we took. Maybe the scent of the sea air. Or also the smell of baked goods, like an apple pie. Some of these scents will take us back to a memory and make us feel strong emotions. So aromatic oils are used a lot in love spells. You can also use it when you work with your ancestors if you have a family member who passed away and that certain scent reminds you of them. And then we have essential oils. These are not meant to be ingested. Some may be safe, but you need to look up on everything. Essential oils are concentrated, so a lot of times they need to be diluted, especially with like a carrier oil, if you're going to be using it topically. But there's a lot of uses for these as well. When you want to use your oils topically, definitely always mix it with a carrier oil, because they can be really strong on their own. So you can use like coconut oil, for example. I prefer the fractionated. It's doesn't turn into the solid form, unless that's what, depends on what you're making. Always do a patch test on your skin, because you may have an allergy to this specific oil. So always do tests. Again, don't try to ingest them. Look up which ones are safe. And always look for pure essential oils, because a lot of times the ones you find in regular stores, they have additives to it. So they will add extra things to the oil that doesn't need to be there. And this is why a lot of people experience headaches when first using essential oils. So if you're not buying a pure one and you're buying one that is mixed with other stuff and you put it in your diffuser, you may experience headaches, and then that's why a lot of people decide not to use essential oils, because they, without realizing it, have bought ones that have extra unnecessary stuff in it. I'm only going to go over a few oils. There's a lot, and when you look them up, you find a lot of different uses for them. So I picked the ones that were most common on the questions that I had asked. So with orange is good for anxiety, pain relief. Always dilute this one, because with citruses, there is a high acidity level, so it can cause irritation on the skin if directly applied. It is good for success, sun magic, and confidence. Then we have eucalyptus oil, which is good for healing, cleansing, and soothing. Cinnamon is good for love, power, and protection. Frankincense is used during offerings. It calls the spirits. Lavender helps you relax, can help with falling asleep. It's good for headaches. It can also reduce the itch or swelling of bug bites. It is good for healing, love, and purification. We have rose. Rose is good for anxiety. It has antioxidant properties. It is good for your acne and complexion. And magic is used with love, beauty, and to protect intuition. And we have peppermint. Peppermint is good with headaches and indigestion. Topically, it can help with muscle pain, sunburn relief, and itchy skin conditions like poison ivy or insect bites. Inner magic, it is good to cleanse, for money, or for energy. Then we have basil. This is good for anti-inflammation and antiviral. So it is good for cold and flu remedies, muscle relaxer, and hair treatments. And in our magic, it is good for harmony. Now, when we use these oils in our magic and our spell work, you can use it a lot of different ways. So you can look for the oil that has the properties of what you're looking to focus on, and you can put it in your oil burner. You can also anoint or dress your candles with it. And a lot of times you can roll the candle also in herbs or other oils that would apply to your magic. And then another way, especially if you're still in the broom closet and you want to carry your magic with you throughout the day, you can trace your rune or sigils on the skin with the oil. So that way it stays with you throughout the day. It's personal to you, but the whole world doesn't have to know. And then you can also put oils in diffusers, though you could fill your home with the aromas. I have a diffuser in my room, so I like to put lavender in it before bed. Or if I feel congested or sick, I'll use eucalyptus and peppermint. And then we have our rollers. So with your roller, again, look up good combinations. There's especially Pinterest has good recipes. And then I also have a book, which I will share with you later, that I recommend, that is full of useful information for essential oils, tons of recipes you can do with them. I carry two different rollers on me. I have one for headaches, and then I have one for congestion that I'll rub on my chest. So when you use it in a roller, you want to use the carrier oils for this. Dabbing on your skin is simple. You could just put a couple drops. Again, do your patch testing with this because some of them may be stronger than others and can irritate your skin. Dropping a couple drops in your bath can be very relaxing. Again, I would probably use lavender for this, or if you're not feeling well, the eucalyptus. But find combinations that you like and you enjoy. Some aromas you may not like, other ones may be relaxing to you. So putting a couple drops in your bathtub is always very nice. Now, a quick ad is going to play. Once it's done, the podcast will continue. And when we get back, we're going to be diving into crystals and stones. All right, now we have gemstones and crystals. These have a long history in magic. Gemstones go way back. They appeared on sacred altars across the world as offerings to the divinities. They were thought to heal, protect, inspire fertility, indicate outcome of battles, and improve crop growth. It is believed that possibly the intent of wearing jewelry was more for the properties of the gemstones than actual decoration. Crystals were just as valuable. They shared similar qualities, and they were more rare back then. We find them easily now. Each stone or crystal has its own magical properties. Your relationships with your stones will be unique to you. Use it for whichever purposes you have in mind. Now, you can cleanse in salt water and charge in the sun. And for me, I like to charge my quartz under the full moon. There are so many stones and different types of crystals. There's so many properties that each of these hold. So I'm just going to name off a few and some of the properties that I have found for these. So we have clear quartz, which is the all-purpose quartz. You'll find a lot of different types of quartz, like rose quartz, smoky quartz. The clear quartz you find for healing, amplifying your energy, intuition, cleansing, clarity, or divination. And then we have one of my favorites, which is turquoise. And that is good for truth, communication, purification, calming, safe travel, and rain magic. Then there's tiger's eye, which is good for grounding, patience, prosperity, strength, luck, protection from negative energy, and deepening your meditative state. Another one of my favorites is amethyst. This is good for healing, courage, stability, intuition, growth, and spirituality, meditation, remembering dreams, and psychic ability. And I have like a little dream bag that I keep under my pillow that I have amethyst in. Fluorite is good for memory, divine support, cleansing, anxiety ease, intuition, decision making, balance, and strengthening the conscious mind. You'll find a lot of these stones, they have a lot of qualities, and you pick the ones that you feel work for you. Rose quartz is good for love, self-esteem or self-worth, friendship, positivity, compassion, or healing. We have citrine, which is good for abundance, success, imagination, happiness, joy, positivity, eliminating negative energies, and also for banishing nightmares. There's so much you can do with your gemstones and your crystals. I honestly have not met a witch who does not have a whole bunch of stones. I personally wear a quartz necklace every day, and I also wear other stones. Depending on what I'm feeling or what I need help with, in jewelry. So they're normally wired wrapped in copper. Copper It goes into our metals and minerals. So copper's a good conductor of energy, inspires health, balance, and good foundations. So a lot of jewelry you will find in copper or with silver. I also just have my stones almost everywhere, on my dresser, in a box. They'll be on my altar. So you just kind of like have them everywhere. They're just very useful and they're very pretty and they have so many great properties. With our metals and minerals, that's a very long list too. Some of the other common ones, which you can find kind of shaped like a stone, is hematite. And that's good for positive energy, protection, and strengthening. It's an iron ore. And you'll find these a lot. They have in rings or also in jewelry. Iron's good for strength, safety, protection from spirits. But it's also believed to be an anti-magic metal. So a lot of witches do not use these to cut their herbs and their magic. We have pyrite. It's good to carry to protect from being fooled. And a lot of people also know pyrite as fool's gold. And then another important mineral is salt, which is good for your sacred space, banishing, protective energies, and so much more. You're going to find as you start doing your research that there is just so much information out there. And it's hard to remember a lot of it. So this is a good idea where your Book of Shadows may come into play, where you start to log, you know, your experiences with these stones or just their properties and things you learn along the way. So you can always use that as a reference guide to go back to. A lot of these I did look up from my Book of Shadows because I'm not going to remember everything off the top of my head, but I do remember the ones I work with the most. So you're going to find your favorites. You're going to find which ones, you know, give you that special energy or makes it feel extra magical. For myself, I do use my essential oils and my rollers. I also will trace the jewels or runes on my skin with them. I always wear my quartz necklace and I charge it in the moonlight every full moon. And I occasionally will cleanse it with either my moon water or salt water. And then I wear a snowflake obsidian protection amulet that I made. And that I wear to protect myself from negative energies surrounding me, especially when I wear it to work. It just, you know, when I get stressed out or I feel negativity, I always like to hold it in my hand and, you know, just try to focus and not let that stuff get to me. If you're wanting to learn more about essential oils, I recommend getting The Beginner's Guide to Essential Oils, Everything You Need to Know to Get Started by Christina Anthus. This book was gifted to me and it comes with about 100 recipes using the top 30 essential oils. There's a lot of good information in there. And then when I first started my journey years ago, the very first book I ever picked up was The Only Wiccan Spellbook You'll Ever Need by Marian Singer and Trish McGregor. And this has a lot of good information in it, like your oils, stones, altar tools. There are some spells in here. It's a lot of useful information, especially if you're just starting off. So look into those and also look around. A lot of people have different opinions on some books. Some are recommended. Some people didn't really like them. And you're going to find different information in different books. So always read more than one. All right, so that wraps it up for episode 3 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Solitary Heathen Witch. And just a reminder, I do post a lot of questions on there because I want your guys' feedback for the next future episodes of the podcast. I want to see how everybody practices, all the different views and different ways everybody does things. And again, if you have your own Etsy shop, your own small business, or you have a favorite one, send me a message on Instagram because I'm going to be sharing them every Monday. So every Monday, I will be sharing either the information, tag you in it, or share my favorite thing from the page. on every Monday. So I want to help support small businesses. And so far, this is the only social media I am on currently. And I will be putting this information in the description. So I hope you guys enjoyed episode 3. Thank you.